91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
This song has a long fade out. That's Call Me Back Again from Wings, from Venus and Mars. I could talk like this forever. It'll just keep fading out. Listen to that. 20 seconds left. So anyway, we started that set off with Bebopalula from John Lennon's 75 album Rock and Roll, and then continued on with Wings, as I said, with Call Me Back Again from the Venus and Mars collection. So, hey, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and where great music lives. I was going to say streaming online, but we don't stream this show, so what's the use of saying that? So, hey, and this is Gary Ault. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we're in 1975, so we're going to be playing things from Venus and Mars, the rock and roll, Extra Texture, which is the George Harrison release, and then Ringo released a collection called Blast from Your Past, which was basically greatest hits and favorites of his. And we're going to be interspersing other artists and bands that released records during that year. So you might have heard that on the radio, along with the Beatles stuff that we're going to play. So we have a little bit of housekeeping to take care of. The first thing we're going to do is a test of the emergency system. And if I could do that without creaking around here too much, we're going to test the emergency alert system. This is just a test. That concludes this test of the emergency alert system. Had this been an actual emergency, we would have given instructions on what to do. So, a little more sort of housekeeping. We're going to have a trivia question in a minute, but first I want to set up the record I'm about to play. You're probably aware, because we've been talking about it all the last few days, that George Duke passed away this past Monday of leukemia at the age of 67. And he was a great keyboard player, band leader, composer, even vocalist, and he's been around since professionally since the, I guess, mid-60s. Probably maybe best known for his work with Frank Zappa, I'm not really sure. But in 1975, Zappa and the Mothers of Invention released an album called One Size Fits All, which featured George Duke on keyboards and vocals. Now, I thought I had the album with me, but I don't, so I'm playing this from a compilation called the Strictly Commercial, The Best of Frank Zappa. The only song from that album that we've got here is San Bernardino. He does play keyboards in that song, but it's really not prominent, but he also sings, and again, it's kind of mixed in with everyone else, but toward the end, you'll hear George Duke singing. So we're going to play that in a minute, but while we're playing that, I'm going to be accepting calls for the trivia question, so I'll give you the number so you can make a note of it, but don't call until I finish with the question, because any calls that come in before that, I just can't answer, and it'll go to waste. So the number to write down is 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And here is the question. We just played a song from John Lennon's Rock and Roll album, which is a compilation of songs that he did not write, songs that influenced him greatly back in the 50s. So the question here is, what Beatles song and what line in that song created a legal issue that led to the recording and release of John Lennon's Rock and Roll album? 908-852-4545. The first caller with the correct answer will win a gift certificate to Elias Creative American Cuisine in Columbia, New Jersey. Now we're going to play that Zappa track with George Duke on vocals and keyboards.
Yeah.
You listen to that stuff Ringo saying on the way out. So that was Ringo Starr with You're 16 from his Blast From Your Past album, originally released on the Ringo album in 73, but Blast From Your Past was a compilation of greatest hits and favorites released in 75. And that goes out to Pearl, otherwise known as Charlotte, and of course Mimi, because, you know, you're not, I don't think you're 16, but you're mine. So anyway, then before that, we heard from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from the album One Size Fits All. We heard San Bernardino, which featured George Duke on vocals and a little bit of keyboard in the background. If you're listening careful enough, that was really a guitar-based song. But in any event, that's George Duke, who died 2 days ago of leukemia. And so we will definitely miss him. Say, we're going to take a break, and we're going to carry on with some music from the debut album from the Tubes, and of course, more Beatles-related material.
Hey, baby, Little Steven here. This weekend in the Underground Garage, we have part three of our seven stages of love. We're calling that Love Disease. This week, we are exploring the wonderfulness of disappointment. It's part three of that Love Disease, the shadows of love, as we explore a love affair starting to come apart. I see you in the Underground Garage.
Saturday night at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Napa Auto Parts of Hackettstown, New Jersey. Napa Auto Parts has a full line of automotive parts for foreign and domestic vehicles, as well as parts for lawn and garden equipment and farm equipment. Napa of Hackettstown also offers a loan-a-tool program. More information available at NapaOnline.com or by phone 908-852-5080.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Come join us at WNTI Stage Friday, August 16th for movie night Under the Stars with the rock and roll classic American Graffiti. The star-studded cast, including Richard Dreyfuss, Cindy Williams, and, of course, Wolfman Jack, will transport you back in time to the days of AM radio and drive-in burger joints. The movie starts immediately following the Friday headline act, Pennsylvania bluegrass band Cabinet. So grab your lawn chair and come stroll with WNTI and American Graffiti Friday, August 16th at WNTI Stage. For more information, WNTIstage.org or 908-979-4355, extension 1.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
And that's where I'll be Friday night, definitely. It doesn't matter what the weather's going to be, because there is a cover overhead. Will be nice if it's a nice night, but it doesn't have to be. So, hey, before I carry on with the song by the Tubes I promised you, I wanted to repeat the trivia question, because nobody's even called. I'm just feeling very lonely and, you know, really hurt, and, oh, you know, it's terrible. So the question is, and the number to call is 908-852-4545. It's 908-852-4545. And the first caller with the correct answer will win a gift certificate to Elias Creative American Cuisine in Columbia, New Jersey. They also have an address in Blairstown, but I guess that's a P.O. box. So anyway, the restaurant is in Columbia. The question is, what Beatles song and what line in that song, you know, if you just know the song, I guess you can call because nobody's called yet. But what Beatles song and what line in the song created a legal issue that led to the recording and release of John Lennon's Rock and Roll album, 1975 release? So 908-852-4545. And now the Tubes.
Kidnap an heiress or threaten her with a knife. What do you want from life? To get cable TV and watch it every night. There you sit a lump in your chair. That
you met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing all right? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the one that you're loving? What do you want from life? What do you want from life? Things you must.
Citizen, you are entitled to a heated kidney-shaped pool, a microwave oven, don't watch the food cook, a diner gym, I'll personally demonstrate it in the privacy of your own home, a king-size Titanic unsinkable Molly Brown waterbed with polybendum, a foolproof plan and an airtight alibi, real simulated Indian jewelry, a Gucci shoe tree, a year's supply of antibiotics, a personally autographed picture of Randy Mantooth and Bob Dylan's new unlisted phone number, a beautifully restored Third Reich swizzle stick, Rosemary's Baby, a dream date in knee pads with Paul Williams, a new Matador, a new Mastodon, a Maverick, a Mustang, a Montego, a Merc Montclair, a Mark IV, a Meteor, a Mercedes, an MG, or a Malibu, a Mort Moriarty, a Maserati, a Mack truck, a Mazda, a new Monza, or a moped, a Winnebago. Hell, I heard of Winnebagos, we're giving them away. Or how about a McCulloch chainsaw? A Las Vegas wedding, a Mexican divorce, a solid gold Kama Sutra coffee pot, or a baby's arm holding an apple. Thank you.
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives.
I just know what they're saying. They're saying you grieve me and that you deceive me. Some morning you leave me all packed up and gone. Oh, Liverpool, lovely Liverpool, why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Stay home and love me, my Liverpool Blue.
And that was Tom Scott with Apollonia, in parentheses, Foxtrotta, from the album New York Connection. And George Harrison played slide guitar on that. That's why we played it. And it was released in 1975. And we started that set off with the Tubes' debut release. And we heard the song, What Do You Want From Life? And that was released in 1975. And then we carried on with George Harrison, Ooh Baby, You Know That I Love You, from Extra Texture, Read All About It. And then the next thing we heard was a group called The Scaffold with a song called Liverpool Lou. And the album is called Sold Out. That was produced by Paul McCartney, and Wings were the backup band for it. So there's all kinds of Beatle connections here tonight. So we're going to take a short break now and come back with some more 1975 Beatles-related music.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Rogue Wave, the indie band, is with us this week, along with Aoife O'Donovan, one of the more talented singer-songwriters to come along in a long time. Plus an awards story about a woman who's helping veterans heal from both seen and unseen injuries. All that this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from our members and ArtsQuest, presenting the 30th Annual Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, August 2nd to the 11th. Headlining acts at this year's Music Fest include Frampton's Guitar Circus, George Thorogood, Skillet, One Republic, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Darius Rucker, Kesha, and more. Tickets and information available online at fest.org.
Attention, military service members. Did you know that Centenary College is an approved participant of the new GI Bill's Yellow Ribbon Program? If you qualify, full tuition is covered, or you may qualify for our 30% tuition discount. Centenary's liberal transfer policy may allow your military credits to be applied toward your major. Whether you're looking for a bachelor's degree or interested in obtaining a master's degree, Centenary College has a program for you. For more information, visit our website at centenarycollege.edu.
A lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest. I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Nashville, Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. No, 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 I can't take it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Thank you. jungle dark. Or the Chinese dentist, or the British queen, they are fit together in the same machine.
And that was Ambrosia from their first album released in 1975. Ambrosia, we heard Nice, Nice, Very Nice. They were kind of interesting because they started off as sort of a progressive rock group, and then they always mixed in more pop kind of songs, and you never knew what to expect from them, I guess. But they did both of them very well. And we started that set off with Ringo from Blast From Your Past. We heard No No Song, originally released on the Goodnight Vienna album. 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we're in 1975. And we have a trivia question related to the John Lennon release, Rock and Roll. The question was, what Beatles song? Well, let me see if I could find the question so I could read it right. What Beatles song and what line in that song created a legal issue that led to the recording and release of John Lennon's Rock and Roll album? Now, I'm just going to read this from a website. I mean, there's a lot of places to research this, so it is a sound item, you know. But basically, Morris Levy owned the copyright to, you know, many songs, including the Chuck Berry song, You Can't Catch Me. And John Lennon wrote, of course, the song Come Together, which had basically the same melody in parts. And it had the line, here come all flat top, he come grooving up slowly, which was very, very similar to the line in the Chuck Berry song. And we'll play it for you right now. Listen.
Yeah, come on flat top, he was moving up with me.
And heard a slightly different way.
Here come on flat top. Here come on flat top. He was moving up with me. He come grooving up slowly.
So basically, Morris Levy felt entitled to some damages, you know, because John Lennon, of course, you know, Abbey Road sold, you know, millions of copies. So it was agreed that Lennon would include three Levy-owned songs on an album called Rock and Roll, which was released in 75. Now, there's more to the story. It's actually a very interesting story about the making of that album. It was supposed to be released in 74 before Walls and Bridges, but it's a story for another day that maybe we'll have a trivia question about. But it had to do with Phil Spector running away and then getting in a motorcycle or a motor accident, and so that got delayed, and Rock and Roll was not released until 1975. So anyway, one of the songs that John recorded was the Chuck Berry song, so let's play it.
I bought a brand new automobile. Was a custom made. Was a flat deal with a powerful motor and a highway wing. Pushing on the button, you will hear the sing. Now you can't catch me, baby, you can't.
All right, that's John Lennon with You Can't Catch Me, the Chuck Berry song that he recorded as part of the agreement to restore some royalties to Morris Levy, the owner of that copyright, and come together what was the song that it was felt violated that copyright. And Craig from Chester knew that, and so he wins the gift certificate to Alias Restaurant in Columbia, New Jersey. And Lou for Jefferson and Andrea from Columbia, who lives right around the block from the restaurant, also knew the answer, but we're second and third callers. And then Sue called just to keep me company. Wasn't that nice? That was nice. Because I made some kind of pathetic remark about being lonely. I don't know. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and you've been listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And we've been playing songs released in 1975 from the Venus and Mars Wings album, from Extra Texture, Read All About It, from George Harrison, John Lennon's Rock and Roll album, and Ringo's Blast From Your Past compilation of greatest hits and favorites. And we've been mixing that in with other material, such as, songs that were released in 75 and you would have heard on the radio had you been listening to progressive rock radio, which was kind of in the decline toward the mid to late 70s, but it was still going on in 75 pretty much. So we're going to go out with a song from Venus and Mars. It's an instrumental called Crossroads Theme. So we're going to cue that up, and we will see you next week for part three of the 1975 Beatles Radio Experience. Wings.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.